Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
Have you ever dated more than one person at the same time? Or were you dating someone and you knew that they were dating more than just you? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us, how did that work out for you? We have someone on hold, Steve, that did the sister thing.
I didn't know that was a thing.
They did the sister thing.
Okay.
But first, we're going to check in with Pedro from Muckle T.O., who dated, this is the one that you said you dated seven women at the same time.
Yeah. I was right after 9/11, I got stationed at SeaTac Airport. So I had a lot of money coming in and a lot of time. And so I just started dating a lot of women.
Even if I had a lot of money and a lot of time, the idea of dating seven people just sounds ridiculous. Did you have certain ones that were your favorite, ones that you would only get lunch with? Like, how did you even organize this?
It wasn't really a matter of organizing. It was just, you know, I'm kind of old school, so I had a little black book. And if I wanted to go on a date, you just start dialing until someone agreed to go on a date. That was kind of it.
Did you have to keep notes in the little black book to say, oh, I already took her to Outback Steakhouse. I probably shouldn't take her there again.
No, man, I was at that far forward thinking. I was just like, hey, what's up? Do you want to go do something? And there were phone calls, too, because this was like brand new, you know, the cell phone technology. Yeah. So you just had like the 10-pad texting, and it was just easier to call.
Were the seven women aware that there were six other women that you were dating?
Yeah, no, they all knew, because I told them. You know, I think I found out a little bit too late what the catnip to women was. It's just tell them that you're unavailable, and then they just can't handle it. And so every time I said that, they were like, yep, I'm down. Let's go.
Pedro is a relationship therapist.
You're probably also an attractive man, because if I say I'm unavailable, they'd be like, oh, good.
206-803-ROCK. John from Tacoma. Have you ever dated more than one person at the same time?
Yeah, so I'm that sister guy.
You're the sister guy. Tell us about it.
Sister mister.
So I'm the sister mister. Yeah, so it wasn't at the same time per se. So it was in high school. I think it was sophomore year for me, so it's like 2006. And I was dating the oldest sister first, and it was like, it fizzled out pretty quick. It was like maybe a couple people.
Uh-huh.
And then I think the middle sister is who I ended up dating after that. And that was for a good little while. And then awful thing happened to them. Their dad passed away suddenly. He got struck by a car, and he was waiting. He was like helping someone on the side of the road. So the middle sister who I was with at the time, broke up with me because she kind of just needed some space. And of course, totally understood that. Older sister wanted to come back, I guess. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. It was a little weird, but relationships, what are you going to do?
Put on the spot, like right now, if you had the opportunity, is there one that you would be like, oh yeah, I could definitely get back with that one? Was one, but I don't know, I said one better than the other?
I mean, I think I had probably the best time in the relationship with the middle sister. Definitely liked the time with the older sister too, but like we had dated that like first time that was just like silly and fizzled out pretty quick.
How was their relationship? Were they at odds with each other because
they were good.
Of this?
Like no. Like we were all good. We were all like the middle sister and I were in band together, and then the older sister and I were in all the musicals and theater and stuff together. So yeah, we were all still cordial and good to go.
Fun family gatherings, I bet.
Oh, I bet.
206-803-ROCK. Jordan from Wenatchee, have you ever dated more than one person at the same time?
Yeah, a few. Good morning, guys, by the way.
Morning.
What's up, Jordan?
At one point, you know, me and my wife, we've been married for many great years so far. And, you know, we were in an open relationship kind of style with being a little polyamorous. And so, you know, there was a few dates and, you know, bouncing around between here and there, and it can get pretty crazy, you know, as a lifestyle sometimes. So
I have a stupid question, and it's not meant to be disrespectful or anything like that, or because it's just not something that I've ever done. But has there ever been a situation in an open relationship where she's like, "Hey, this is Charles," and you're like, "No, Charles is way too attractive," or so you know what I mean?
Honestly, no, because you know you get to the understanding that, you know, you just want her to be happy, and you accept if she's accepting of him because she likes him the way that she likes him, I'm going to be okay with it.
But I'd still be a little nervous that Charles might make her too happy.
Damn it, Charles. So, Jordan,
I'm better looking than Charles.
Probably. Yeah, ugly Chuck is what they call
Jordan
him.
at the peak, like, how many different people were you guys, you know, involved with at the same time, including yourselves?
I would say probably five or six, including us, so three other people.
That feels like a full-time job.
Yeah.
Was it exhausting, Jordan?
Honestly, it could have been. Not really. It, towards the end of there, it's not the end, but, you know, towards the end of it, you know, where we weren't really in the lifestyle anymore, it was definitely you're kind of just sitting there like, okay, I'm done. I just want to focus on you, you know, and my kid and be happy and, you know, and opportunities may come again in the future, you know? So we're all happy and healthy. That's all that matters.
Absolutely.
Putting the wild in Wenatchee wild right there.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.